Well, back to one of our headlines in which Turkey is bolstering military deployment along the border with Syria. Let me introduce Hisham Jaber. He's the director of Center for Middle East Studies, who joins us from Beirut to give us his analysis on this. Hisham Jaber, what do you make of this, Turkey deploying militarily along the border with Syria?
Personally, I was not surprised by this military deployment, but I think that Turkey will not make or start or provoke any war against Syria. It's clear. Turkey made a great mistake sending that aircraft, and Turkey did not want to recognize that it made a mistake, and especially in, I think, toward the Turkish people and the opposition and the public opinion in Turkey. Turkey want to show some, and also as a psychological war toward Syria, want to show its muscles or its forces. And Turkey, if Turkey wanted to declare or start a war against Syria, in my opinion, it should make it 1 year ago when Turkey was very excited and very aggressive to create a buffer zone with Syria. Then Turkey did discover that to create a buffer zone along 800 kilometers with Syria, the whole Turkish army, even it's that strong, cannot, you know, defend that border. And also, Syria is not alone. Turkey, if Turkey will start any war against Syria, it has to think that has borders with Iran and with Russia, and Iran will, and Russia will not stay silent toward any aggression, military aggression or war against Syria. It's clear now. I think that movement is a psychological warfare toward Syria and psychological operations, as they call it, toward the Turkish people. And don't forget that Saturday, tomorrow, we will start the conference in Geneva about Syria, and Turkey will be inside that conference. And as we heard also today, that Russia will continue to support the Syrian regime. And a shipment of military equipment, including helicopters and air defense system, which was supposed to go to Syria by shipment by sea, and now Russia it will send it by air, and Russia respond and reply to the criticism about sending military equipment and support on Syria, that said that Russia did make and did sign agreement with Syria, and Russia is not capable or able or in a position to deny those agreement. All of the above, you know, and the whole situation will convince, you know, everyone that there is no war between Turkey and Syria, because it's very dangerous for Turkey. Turkey is not ready to start any war against Syria.
Well, let me ask you this. In terms of what they have done, I mean, the question comes to mind, given that Turkey is a NATO member, would they or could they or do they have permission to, if they wanted to, incite war? I mean, do they need to get a nod or an approval from NATO, which in that case, we have seen NATO really reluctant to have any type of military engagement in Syria. Could they go it alone, in other words?
No. They will not. And even if Turkey is a member of NATO, we heard in the last few days that Mr. Rasmussen, the Secretary General of NATO, said NATO will not be involved, will not be concerned about any military operation against Syria. And even he said that a few months ago, he said, even if a decision come from the Security Council, which is impossible with the veto of Russia and China, Mr. Rasmussen made it clear. He said, even if there is a decision for military operation against Syria, NATO is not concerned about this operation. And how come if Turkey want to make an adventure, military adventure against Syria? I don't think at all that NATO will encourage this or will be involved in such military aggression against Syria.
And finally, Hisham Jaber, it seems to be not on the radar, so to speak, of news that Syria was actually acting in self-defense, in a matter of speaking, because it was reported that these reconnaissance planes, if there were one or two of them, were actually spying and locating the different movements of the Syrian army and then relaying that to the opposition who is on the ground. And it is reported that Syria actually has proof of that. Why is that not being highlighted, if it is true?
Yes, I think because the propaganda is against Syria. Look, before we talk about this, look at the incident of the aircraft. The aircraft was shot on the Syrians, you know, air. And Syria was in legitimate self-defense. And Syria is not attacking Turkey. I don't see any Syrian tanks going to the Syrian borders or across that border. I don't see any Syrian aircraft, you know, flying over Turkey. But on the other hand, you see Turkey is supporting the opposition, is moving inside even that Syrian land, and Syria is always trying to avoid any contact, military contact with Turkey. Look at the hostages who were taken from Lebanon, you know, Lebanese hostages who are taken, you know, and still hostages in a Syrian land with the protection of Turkish intelligence. Everybody, you know, knows this, but Syria doesn't have any interest right now to provoke any war with Turkey. On the other hand, I am sure that Turkey doesn't have any interest to start a war or military conflict with the Syrian. It may develop or be increased and developing into a war between the two countries. Don't forget, there is 800 kilometers between Syria and Turkey. And despite that, the Turkish army is very strong, as they said. Also, the Syrian army is not that weak. And Syria did prove that has, for example, a very important and advanced and sophisticated air defense. And Syria can defend itself.
Okay, thank you very much. We appreciate that. Hisham Jaber, Director of Center for Middle East Studies from Beirut. Thank you.